At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
Many years ago when I was in high school, I was staying up late playing video games. My parents were out, but no big deal. Being home alone didn't scare me. So I'm playing this game, and it's around 3 a.m. My parents finally arrive. This in itself wasn't unusual, but based off their demeanor, something had happened. My dad told me that on their way back from their friend's house, which is a pretty far drive away, he had noticed that they were being followed. My mom had no idea, but my dad, being the driver, was well aware that the car had followed them from about halfway back. Our house was in the suburbs, and thus getting to our house involved a few turns and whatnot. My dad purposely drove past our house without stopping, which is when my mom asked, "What the hell are you doing?" Sure enough, the car continuously followed my parents through the neighborhood. My dad ended up driving to the police station, which is when the car turned away and stopped following them. It's scary to think what could have been had my dad not had the presence of mind to be aware of his surroundings as a driver and to act on his intuition. My parents would have opened the garage door to put the car in, and the idea that that car, whose occupants likely had a malicious intent, was right behind them, is a thought that today still bothers me. Because of that past incident, I always mind my surroundings when driving. That story was sent anonymously. When I was around 15 or 16 years old, my mom put me on these diet pills. I still don't know what they were, but they let me get away with just eating a tiny cup of soup the whole day and be okay with sleeping less than 3 hours daily. I got hooked on them because I could study way more. I guess the sleep deprivation finally caught up with me one night, and I started having auditory hallucinations. It started with white noise, then it morphed into what sounded like a garbled shouting argument between a bunch of people and started echoing until it became a man with a deep, sinister laugh, laughing hysterically. Now, the rational part of me figured it's auditory hallucinations, but holy crap, it was petrifying, and I could feel every hair standing up. Then another part of me just thought, well, if it's not a hallucination, and I'm actually going to get murdered by a bloodthirsty ghost, at least I don't have to take the test tomorrow. I continued studying. Asian schools were tough. That story was sent by Aaron. Someone broke into my house today and made himself a plate of food, took a shower, and put on my father-in-law's clothes, and even switched my laundry. Me and my girlfriend walked in on him sitting by the front door. My girlfriend's father knows a lot of people, and he was wearing my girlfriend's father's work shirt. so we just assumed that he knew him. He asked us if we believed in God, and then told us that the church sent him. We ran out immediately and called 911. He did not chase us fast at all. He calmly walked out the door as we drove away. While on the phone, we watched him hop two fences very calmly. He saw the cop coming down the road. He came in literally a minute and 30 seconds, thank God, and ditched the shirt. We didn't know if we had locked our gun cabinet, so we didn't know if he was armed. The cop jumped out and detained him, and he calmly went to the ground. He destroyed the house, but didn't take anything. He completely ruined my girlfriend's parents' bathroom door, like he physically got stuck inside the bathroom. He tore the tile in our room. He made a pile of what he was gonna take, but didn't even run when we caught him. My girlfriend is very shook up because this guy must have been here while we were here because we were only gone for 45 minutes. The timing of when we got home was so perfect. My girlfriend accidentally honked the horn when we pulled up, notifying him that we were actually home. Normally, we would have walked into the house, go straight up to our room, and we would not have noticed him if he was still in the shower or in the kitchen. He has previous charges of battery with a deadly weapon, so thank God we got lucky. He was definitely watching the house to know our very predictable leaving patterns. That story was sent from Brennan in Oklahoma. This happened while I was living at my parents' house about 10 years ago. My whole family, brother, sister, and parents were all at a Major League Baseball game. It was a night game, and being baseball, it ran a little later into the night. I was working as a lifeguard in high school, and I would get off around 9 p.m. usually. The pool was super close to my parents, so I got home within minutes. Well, I finally get home, and I get a shower, and I'm trying to be quick about everything because there was a party that night that someone at work was throwing. I'm getting out of the shower, I walk into my room, and I hear all this shuffling and running downstairs, so I yell, "Hello?" thinking it's my parents. I then yell, "Mom? Dad?" Again to no avail. Then I hear the running and footsteps downstairs. Next thing I know, I hear our garage opening up. You could just manually lift the door at this time because our garage door opener was broken. Anyways, that kind of freaked me the hell out because literally no one was home except me. I ran across the street, I got my neighbor and her son, and I walked through the house with a samurai sword because I was afraid whatever was in the house was still there. The neighbor ended up calling the police. When we did another walkthrough, we found that my dad had about $200 to $300 cash stolen. My mom's diamond rings and earrings were all stolen. And there was a set of earrings lying on the bedroom floor with the jewelry box lid askew. What happened was my parents' house was in the process of getting robbed while I came home. I was in the house with the intruders for some time before they realized that I was home and heard the shower running and me starting to yell for my parents, which startled them and made them make a run for it, hence the footsteps and shuffling I was hearing, and the escape route was through the broken garage door, which they must have scouted out about our house for some time. The cops said that this was the third break-in in our area within the past week, and that they had been on the lookout for suspicious people without tipping off the public. Real stuff, y'all. Probably one of the scariest things that had ever happened to me. The moment I realized my parents weren't home and someone else was in the house with me was a terrible, gut-wrenching feeling. That story was sent anonymously. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.